Welcome to the Passage to Profit Show, the Road to Entrepreneurship podcast.
We still have another really interesting presentation that I'm looking forward to, all about money.
It's about heck.
Give a heck.
Give a heck,
so,
yeah.
Dwight Heck of giveaheck.com. Tell us your story.
My core has always been the same as helping people live life on purpose, not by accident. And what do I mean by that is so many people in life are living on a hamster wheel. They go to work, go home, get paid. They hit a certain age in their life and they've hit a brick wall. They don't even realize it. They've camped their brain. They've camped their life. They don't climb anymore. They don't move forward. They don't understand why they're feeling a certain way. So my business isn't just about dealing with numbers. It's about dealing with the human condition of lack of knowledge. Ignorance, right? Taking them out of an ignorance phase that were maybe taught to them from learned behavior as a child or the circumstances of around them as they get raised into young adults, right? The different outside influences that teach them different patterns and behaviors that are false or are half-truths, right? So they're not really armed with the right tools to understand the life monsters or money monsters that they experience. So I spend a lot of time in communication, building relationships. I find a segment of the population that's interested most in how I do my practice and goal set with people and teach them how to budget and understand and be realistic about their short-term goals and their long-term goals based on their money. The rules of the money game are pretty simple. If you're bringing in a dollar and spending $1.50, what's going to happen to your life? How are you going to get out of it? How can you stop your 6 inches between your ears from telling you, oh, I'm depressed, so I'm going to depressive eat, they gain weight. Or you're going to go out and buy something, and when you buy that thing, you get a temporary dopamine hit, and you're happy, but then you have buyer's remorse after. So I educate them to get past themselves, if that makes sense.
So I was just going to ask you, why do people engage in that behavior?
Our money monsters, our life monsters always have a root. They always have an anchor back in our life. It doesn't matter if it could be three generations back because that generation taught their kids nutritional. They taught them financial. They taught them how to respond. They picked it up by the time they're 7, 8 years of age. It's locked into their brain. And it develops and gets a little bit different. But as they age, it gets more stubborn. So at the end of the day, they've seen their family. Dad went out and bought a new car. Mom went out and bought new this. They did stuff together. They went on a holiday. They were excited when they left. When they came home for the next few months, they were kind of grumpy. Well, that's because the hard realization of the payment to pay off that credit card vacation, which a lot of people, over 91% of people in North America, I've done talks on it. I've got proof of it, right? Statistical proof. Are dead or dead broke at the age of 65 because of that ignorance and that knowledge that was unfortunately, unintentionally taught to them as a learned behavior as a child, right? So literally that dopamine hit, a lot of it's learned behavior. They seen, but they didn't understand the repercussions after the fact because their parents didn't talk to them about money, didn't talk to them about the fact, oh my gosh, now I'm paying $1.50 a month. I'm only making a dollar and I'm getting 50% more in debt every single month because they've never been taught the rules of the money game and to understand their feelings tied to money.
Well, there are rules and things you can do. Richard was taught from, I don't know, the time he was 3 years old, maybe.
Yeah.
Save for retirement.
I'm pretty tight.
He was taught to save for retirement.
Elizabeth has loosened me up over the years, though. So there's a certain balance, though. You do have to enjoy yourself, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Why work hard if you can't, you know, enjoy it? But by the same token, yeah, I was always terrified that, you know, my dad grew up during the Great Depression and, you know, he had this phobia of running out of money in his old age. And so he and my mom both, you know, saved a lot of money. And I heard that constantly when I was growing, save your money, save your money.
And that learned behavior became ingrained in you. And it became a filter for you and how you filtered things in life, right? And it robbed you of some joy, but it also gave you something. So I teach people you can have both. Learn how to save before you spend. Learn your numbers so that you're living off the difference after you've saved, right? But also understand and plan for that vacation. Plan for that spoiling toy, right? Where you're going to go out and buy yourself something and it's just, hee, 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 I bought this. I really shouldn't have. It was a want, not a need, right? We need to learn that, but it's a process. It can't just, even stuff I've written, articles or talks I've done, it's still a process. It takes time, right? Look how long it takes people to gain weight and they want to lose it in a month, but yet it took them 10 years to gain it. Well, you've got 20, 30, 40 years of poor financial planning. It takes time. So you really have to step based on where that person's at. So again, it's back to that relationship and communication. Some people, I can collapse timeframes because there's somebody that learns really quickly. Another person, it's really slow and I have to use wordsmithing and I have to deal with them and, you know, kid gloves, right? So everybody's unique in their financial position.
We're with Dwight Heck, who's a lifestyle and finance coach. And Daniel, do you have any thoughts or comments about Dwight's message?
Well, I think it's a really important, and again, we can't deny ourselves of any pleasure, but at the same time, we need to be responsible and keep the future in mind.
I have a really hard time throwing away stuff I don't need or getting rid of stuff I don't need. And I won't say that I'm a hoarder. I'm not to that point, but I do have a lot of stuff. I should probably just say, okay, I don't really need this anymore. It's a poverty mentality, right? Because you feel like you're never going to be able to buy it again and you might need it someday.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be a poverty mentality. It's like, well, I may want it again.
I'll answer that question as this, and it'll shock some people. My dad is one of 18 children. My mom is one of 9 children. Back in the Depression and everything that they went through, it became natural for them to keep something because, oh, one day you might need that. So mm-hmm. My dad, very successful, very wealthy businessman. He's 85 years old, still alive. So is my mom. He hoarded everything. It got so bad, my dad did not throw away even wood. So if some got tore down, he put a pile of wood back in his shop lot because he had 3 acres of land, and he'd build stuff with it. He'd buy buckets of nails. He'd buy buckets of nails at an auction, bent nails that were taken out of stuff. And my dad, multi-seven-figure guy, would go, okay, Dwight, here's the bench, here's the nails. Now straighten them. We're going to use them again. On the flip side, my dad has created the most unique and wonderful things from all this recycled wood, from the nails and stuff. I drove by an old house I used to own. It's been over 20 years ago. I drove by this last week because I just nostalgia. I was in the area of City of Edmonton. So I went over to, and I looked, and the two sheds he built, one of them's gone, right? But the other one is still there on this, on the one side, right? And he put a lot of care and attention into that. And it was all built with, nothing was thrown away. It was all recycled. He didn't believe in throwing away stuff. So back to your thing, Elizabeth, that you might have too much stuff and you really don't need it. I've had to get past that learned, taught behavior. Not to say 100%, because some of it's very logical. Reduce, reuse, recycle. But some of it I had to, like, why do I have this? This has been 15 years. I haven't even looked at it or used it. It's sat, it's collected. I can see the dust lines around it because it's up on the shelf, right? So it all goes back to learned behavior, right? And we can, anybody that says to me, old dog, new tricks, that is garbage. Anybody can learn. I'm going to learn and continue to learn and continue to educate. Some of my best people to teach are the people that are 70s or into their 80s that are, their backs are against the wall. And what I mean by that is they're frustrated. They don't understand that they can be okay because nobody sat down and even gone through their numbers. And I went through this just recently with somebody that's approaching their 80s. And I went to the numbers and it says, oh, wow, you're doing quite well. They were shocked. They looked at me and go, what? No, we're not. Yes, you are. We just went through and you give me all your numbers. These are all your numbers, right? Yeah. See what it says at the bottom, right? It says you're over or you're under. You've never had a month. We just did this analysis for the last 2 years. You've never had a month where you're in the negative. So your mindset is holding you back from enjoying retirement and life.
I feel like somebody.
Right? It's so simple and basic, but people just overlook it. They're looking for the tough part. They're saying, oh, there has to be more advanced than that, Dwight. No, it's not. Here's a spreadsheet.
Well,
here's a piece of paper. Let's break down your goals. What do you want to do in the next 15, 20 years? Why are you feeling like that? And then they tell me stories of their parents, like you guys have too.
Yeah, well, I feel like showing somebody your finances is like letting them see you naked. It's kind of like, yeah, hey, these are all my deep, dark secrets, right? And but, so it's kind of hard to do.
So, Dwight, what do you tell somebody who is concerned? Maybe they have this little voice in the back of their head saying, you know, I should be looking at this a little bit carefully. What's the first step they should take to get on the right path?
Admit to themselves they have a problem. Like to actually have that thought, oh, maybe I'm listening to Dwight's interview on his podcast, or I've watched his workshops, or I've been to his presentations, or whatever the case may be. And they kind of got that little irritation. That's not good enough. You have to actually go, you know what? I have a serious problem. I've lived like this for 3, 5, 10, 15 years where I'm living with more month than I have money, right? Simplistically, days, it's the 15th of the month and people are going into lines of credits, right? Credit cards, overdraft, and they let that feeling control them. It affects their health. It sends them to addictions. It does so many different things when you don't look and admit to yourself you have a challenge. And sometimes I've helped people get past all this stuff. All of a sudden, their health issues are gone. They're not,
yeah.
My back isn't sore anymore. Well, my jaw used to be sore all the time. I had TMJ issues. Well, guess what? When you're clenching your teeth because you're always financially against the wall, your shoulders are always up. You're not breathing as much. You don't get in as much oxygen. It affects your health. I've done all this research in 25 years, and I have a lot of professionals. We talk about this. We have a mastermind of people that we bounce ideas off because the human condition is trained by learned behaviors from generation after generation after generation. And when are we going to break that cycle? Become the willing to change our lives and not say, I'm an old dog. I can't learn.
I don't know if I'm going to go down that path. I might have to give up my private jet.
Can I have a ride first, please?
I was going to say, Dwight.
I don't really have a private jet.
So do you do the kind of chastising Alex Trebek? Oh, no.
No. Here's a prime example, a little quick story. I took a gentleman, I'm a huge hockey fan, and we have the national hockey team here called Edmonton Oilers. So I went to a game last night, and I took a gentleman that runs a couple radio stations here that I met at a hockey game, and I became friends with him. He's like 20-some years younger than me. And we were talking. He says, what do you do with your business? So during the hockey game, you can still watch it and have a conversation. And we started talking about, he says, well, what do? Are you going to be one of those people that's really harsh? Are you going to smack me upside the head? I said, you know what? We're going to have a conversation and I'm going to find out what your level of pain tolerance is. Are you going to want me to, I'll give you different levels of intensity. He goes, really? You've gotten to be that way? I says, absolutely. Because some people need to be handheld, coddled like a baby, and other people just want it straight up. They don't want any fluff. So I need to deal with people where they're at, not where I'm at. I have different avatars, and it's not because I'm phony. It's because people need a different avatar in order for you to break down their walls so now they become the willing. So I am not an Alex Trebek. I basically say to people, and he says, well, what if somebody, he started throwing examples at me, right? I said, okay. Well, I'd give you these three options, and we won't get into it because they're breakdown. And he goes, oh my gosh, he says, our current financial person we've been dealing with for 15 years has never asked us any of that stuff. He's never ever given us that option. I said, it's not because he's a bad person. It's because he is book taught and he's never gone outside of that. Life is gray. You can't be black
That's
or
great.
White when you're
Dwight,
dealing
thanks.
With people.
Thank you so much. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah. Dwight Heck, how do people find you? And then we'll go to break.
Just go to giveaheck.com. Best place. You can find out everything about me, my podcast, my book, my financial education, anything. You can book calls with me for free, too, anywhere in the world.
And I think Dwight does actually give a heck. So
if you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.